All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are back with Night Shift Nurses, so let's get started. We're doing a full hour, and then I got other stuff to do after this because I'm freaking behind. Don't ask me why, but I am. Okay, so what girl do we go to next? Let's see. I mean, I like all the girls, really. I like the older one. That one. One at the top. I like her the best. But... No. I'm sorry. I like the blonde the best. Well, both the blonde and the green-headed one. That's the one I like. The redhead... I don't know. I like the more forceful ones, you know, that you can... twist a little bit, I guess. Let's see. I'm not going back with her. I don't think you guys want me to just completely go with that one. We'll just go with the redhead. Are you done with your consultations, doctor? Yeah. Oh, damn. Hold on. Gotta get everything set up right. Oh, if you go over there, that happens. Oh, okay. I get it. I see. Are you done with your consultations, doctor? Ren notices me and smiles. She appears to be working on something alone. Small, neat writing fills the pages of her notebook. It looks like she's writing a log or a care plan. Something like that. Ren is focused on her notebook again. I observe her carefully. There's a serious look on her downturned face. She nods to herself occasionally as her pen flows across the page. Such a studious girl. However, with girls such as her, the change when they give in to pleasure is greater. It's that gap that I truly want to see. I'm looking forward to it more and more. Eventually, Ren snaps her notebook closed, stands up with her arms folded, and stretches. The outline of her bosom is clearly visible. I burn that image into my retinas. Wasn't a whole lot there. Got 20 minutes left, and we fucked around with Ren. Hirosaka, do you need something? I take a look in the doctor's office and find Narumi there. It looks like she's organizing some documents. Not really, I just noticed you were alone in here. You're looking pretty relaxed. I can't believe you have all this time on your hands. I didn't think you finished your work yet. Work? Does she mean the same thing about re-educating the nurses? Is she being sarcastic with me? What an infuriating woman. What should I say to her? Why are you being so strict? This is a big hospital and there's a lot of work to do. It's pretty stressful. Even I need some downtime now and then. Downtime, huh? I shoot Narumi a fiery look and she stifles a laugh. That's the kind of thing someone who can't do their job would say. I wonder if you're really doing everything you say you are. Narumi pushes her hair back enticingly as she speaks, and you guys saw that. Like, I know you saw that in your head where she just pushed her hair back, doing that kind of... I'm better than you. I get the feeling she's doing it on purpose, enjoying watching how I react. Ugh. Understood? I hurry out of the doctor's office before my reddening face can give me away. I mean, that's literally all it was. It's like that scene where the uppity woman, or the woman that's in a higher position, she brushes her hair back. Like, you wouldn't be the one to say that you can't do your job, would you? We don't tolerate that sort of thing around here. Still, the nape of her neck was pretty sexy. I'll save the memory for later. Boy, we're not doing good at all. The nurses should be heading home soon. As for tonight, doesn't look like there's anyone I can call out. Fine, I'll do a little more work before I go home. I worked pretty hard today. I even put in overtime. How unlike me. Phew, guess I'll head home. Those nurses are pretty formidable. I didn't get a particularly good response today, even worse than yesterday. Still, that makes my job all the more worthwhile. I flop onto my back. Yeah, we fucked up. We totally fucked that day up, guys. Make better decisions than I did. It's time already? I'm so tired. Still, I can't afford to be late so soon after getting the job. Jeez. Guess I'll get up and head to the hospital. Man. It's like it's a fucking act of Congress to go to work. Now, I've been there. I know that there's some days where it's rough, but you gotta do it. By the way, I got a raise today. So, yay me. It's not much, but, you know, it's something. I arrive at the hospital. I suppose I should head to Narumi's office. Oh, Hirasaka, good morning. How are things going? At current, I'm... Is that so? It can't be helped, I suppose. You don't seem to be used to our hospital yet, after all. Yeah, I guess. Damn, Narumi talking down to me. Oh yeah, that's what she's doing, folks. She's talking down to him. Don't rush. Just keep plugging away. Do your best. Jeez, I guess I better do some work. See ya, Narumi. Okay, time to go. Alright. Let's not stand out in the middle of the courtyard doing nothing. Because we can absolutely waste time in this game. And I don't even know if we're really supposed to... Like, I'm just gonna see what happens if I just go to this regular old room. But there's nobody. Excuse me, coming through! Nurses run by hurriedly, pushing a patient on a stretcher. Besides them, there are only a few patients wandering around. Okay, what to do? Come to think of it, I'm pretty sure there were wards on this floor, too. Maybe I'll go take a look. In the row of the beds, some of the patients are sleeping and others sit up awake. Some of the beds are empty, their occupants presumably gone out for a walk. Towards the back of the room, a nurse is wiping down one of the patients. I bet that feels better, doesn't it, sir? Thank you. The nurse has her back to me, her rump thrust out behind her. Hee-hee, I can see the line of her underwear. Her uniform must be too tight. As I stand there watching with a grin on my face, unbelievably, the old man slowly reaches out his hand. Hey! Excuse me. That's not what the old man said. Hey, I can't believe you did that again! Hee-hee, a nice one! Excuse me. A nice young one just feels so different! Naughty! The nurse pushes the old man's hand away, and he reluctantly pulls it back. Hehe, that cheeky old fud. I know how he feels, though. Okay, so that wasn't bad, but we didn't go anywhere, like nothing happened. Don't want to bother her. Oh, please! I head up to the roof for a quick break. Why is she always on the roof? And find sheets and towels flapping in the wind. Behind them, I see Eiko battling with the laundry. Oh, that's why. Hi, we meet again. Hello. Eiko returns my greeting, eyes averted as always. You seem to be struggling. Would you like some help? No, I'm fine. I couldn't possibly trouble you with something, so... Eiko stumbles through an explanation. She finishes with the laundry and then practically flees the rooftop. Tch, I intended to help her out as cover to get a grope or two of her ass. Too bad, still she's unfriendly as always. See? That didn't work. No ass, sir. You get no ass. What's the deal with Dr. Hirasaka? I hear Remy's voice as I pass the changing rooms. It sounds like she's with a few other nurses. Even I don't have the guts to barge right in there. Now then. Yes, who is it? I knock on the door and Remy answers. Ah, it's Hirasaka. Supervisor Remy, where are the overtime forms? I left some on your desk, doctor. Even you do overtime sometimes, don't you? Okay, got it. Thanks. I pretend to leave, but instead stay nearby and listen in. Dr. Hirasaka's pretty weird, huh? I heard he's a good doctor, though. What do you think, Supervisor? Not interested. Tch, she didn't hesitate there. Ah, well. I'll make it so you can't ignore me even if you want to before long. Look forward to it. Is it time already? Jeez, guess I better get to work. Oh, it's break time. Phew, off I go then. I'm not gonna have any of these girls tied up in the bathroom at this rate. Let's see. Doctor, what are you doing? Are you done with your consultations, Doctor? Ren notices me and smiles. She appears to be working on something alone. Small, neat writing fills the pages of her notebook again. Looks like she's writing a log or care plan, something like that. I'm gonna stand next to her. Ren turns her attention back to her notebook. I stealthily move to stand beside her. I peek at her open notebook and breathe on the back of her neck, making it out to be accidental. Eek! What are you doing? Ren's body twitches in response. She's pretty sensitive. Did I do something? I put on an act of total cluelessness. Ren still isn't aware of my plan. No, never mind. Did I frighten you? Sorry. I fake the kindest smile I can manage. Ren will probably assume this was her misunderstanding. Working hard, aren't you? Ren nods and smiles brightly. I wouldn't want to get in your way. I'll go. See ya. I have to take the utmost care not to raise her suspicions yet. I leave quickly. Okay. Who else? Who's next? No. I don't know. This is kind of hard, because these nurses, you know, they're not... Can we try her again? That's not true. I come across Eiko and several of the other nurses as I pass by the bathrooms. What are they, high schoolers? For some reason, women seem to like going to the bathroom together. I raise my hand and greet the nurses, then walk on by them. At least I let them think I'll walk past. I check to make sure they've gone inside the bathroom, then go back to the door for some eavesdropping. Fortunately, there's nobody nearby. Wasn't that the new guy, Dr. Hirasaka? Apparently he's an acquaintance of the director's. Eiko, what do you think of him? I don't really know. I'll teach you plenty before long. Look forward to it. The nurses should be heading home soon. As for tonight, it doesn't look like anyone I can call out. I'll do a little work. Work pretty hard. Guess I'll head home. Nurses are formidable. Didn't get a good response. Makes the job worthwhile. Flop onto the back. Boy, almost a whole week. We ain't done shit. Time already? Get up now. Let's go. Good morning. How are things going at Kern? Can't be helped. You don't know our hospital very well. Boy. Okay, time to go. Who's next? Doctor, what are you doing? Ah, hello. I walk past the bathroom and run into Remy as she comes out. She gives me a brief nod and makes to leave. Our eyes meet only momentarily, but it's easy to see that she doesn't think much of me from her expression. Oh, I see. Does it bother her to have... Bleh, try that one all again. Does it bother her that much to have someone she doesn't like see her leaving the bathroom? She's quite the prideful one. Hi, Supervisor Remy. Everyone has to answer nature's call. All the same, imagining a solemn, prideful beauty like Remy bearing her lower body and squeezing shameful body fluids out of herself gets me going. So that's what all women do. You just walk around and squeeze shameful body fluids, right? Just that is enough to make it feel like a rod of heavy steel appeared near my lower abdomen. I grin as I chat to Remy, and she glares back at me. Bathroom break? Remy's face reddens, flushes, and her expression visibly changes to one of anger. What are you doing here anyway? Stop hanging around in places that have nothing to do with your work. Remy's tone grows harsher as she tries to cover her embarrassment. If you'll excuse me for asking, just what do you think regulations are for? Your clothes are a mess, you're filthy, your attitude is bad, you break every rule in the book, Doctor! I can't take any more of this. Nothing for it but to run away. Okay, I'll be going now. I back away gradually. I'm not done with you yet. You go out whenever you please. You indulge in prohibited conduct. Remy continues to rage at my retreating back. Shit. Goddamn, Remy. If only I could get a word in edgewise. I flee, resentment bubbling up inside me. That's not good. Would you mind passing me that data? I head to the examination room and find Eiko and a few other nurses. It looks like she's helping them organize some data. Hi. I say a greeting and Eiko briefly looks my way and inclines her head and then turns away again. Her aloof attitude doesn't afford me the opportunity to call over to her again. Soon she finishes what she's doing and makes to leave the room. Eiko, hold on a minute. I'll be finished here in a moment, so I'll go with you. Oh no, I'm in a hurry. Eiko practically flees from the examination room. Dr. Fujisawa is a pure soul. You shouldn't tease her. Huh, is that all it is? Ah, well, there's a kind of fun to be had teasing girls like that, too. Oh. We got 2 exclamation marks. That means there's an event going on with either nurse. I want to know what Remy's is. As I walk by a hospital room, a clipped... alluring voice grabs my attention. It's Remy. You have a slightly irregular pulse, but it's not at a level where it should be a problem. I stop and prick up my ears, trying to find out what's going on inside. It sounds like Remy is looking after a nervous patient, her tone gentle, yet firm. You'll be fine, but you ought to lie down and rest. No doubt she's tucking the patient in as she speaks. She has that flowing, continuous way of speaking of a veteran nurse. She's as efficient as always. She's pretty much the perfect nurse. Does Remy even have any weaknesses? There must be something. Shit, what should I do? I can't stay unaware of Remy's weak points much longer. I thought I told you to always check the drug first when you set a drip. Just as I'm biting my lip in anxiety at the thought of not being able to find a breakthrough, Remy suddenly starts yelling. I peek inside. Remy's anger is obvious not only in her voice, but on her face, too. I'm sorry. Saying sorry won't get you off the hook. Why do you think we do this job? We nurses have our patients' precious lives in our hands. We must never make mistakes, not even once. The forcefulness of her tone envelops the whole room in a sense of emergency. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Remy, usually so gentle and calm with the nurses who report to her, is flying off the handle at a rookie nurse. The nurse shrinks away, unable to do anything but apologize repeatedly. The other patients begin to cast her sympathetic looks. Noticing this, Remy manages to regain her calm somewhat and lowers her voice. Even so, her tone remains harsher than usual. Forget it. I'll do the rest, so get out of my way. Oh, okay. Although Remy calms down somewhat, silence falls over the room in reaction to her temper. It isn't as though she was wrong exactly. However, was the nurse's mistake bad enough to warrant such an explosion? Remy's unusual behavior piques my interest, and I enter the room looking to ascertain the cause. What on earth is going on here? Remy glances up briefly at my sudden entrance, then begins deliberately setting up the drip. Upon seeing the contents of the drip, I get a vague idea of what happened. It's true that mistakes can't be tolerated, but this isn't an especially big mistake. I was wondering what you were so worked up about, Supervisor Remy, but... Remy responds to my words with an expression that makes her distaste clear. However, she then turns away and goes back to work in silence. It doesn't look like it was anything worth making such a fuss about. Is she planning to ignore me? Whatever. Before long, I'll be treating you like a filthy dog. I'll let you see your true self, one that feels humiliation that far surpasses anything you could imagine, yet cries out in delight. Alright, that should do it. Remy corrects the rookie nurse's botched job in no time and calms the patient down. The more of Remy's dignified behavior I see, the more I find myself picturing the moment that expression of hers crumbles. I desperately bite back my extreme arousal. Come on. Excuse me. Come on, it's all right now. In one corner of the room, a nurse is comforting the girl who apparently caused the problem. What? I... She's disconsolate after getting screamed at by her oh-so-perfect supervisor. I doubt any rookie nurse could endure that treatment. Don't cry. You're still new. You're going to make the occasional mistake. But Miss Shinjo was so angry. That can't be helped. She's really sensitive when it comes to mistakes. While they're keeping their voices lowered, the two nurses stand out. The patients look at them with a mixture of sympathy and worry. If you have time to chat, then there are a million other things you should be doing. Are there not? Mistakes are a problem, but failure to work is an even bigger one. There's no sign of anger in Remy's voice this time as she talks to the other nurses. Remy's voice regains its usual firm and gentle tone, where before it was stern and nothing else. Keeping her hands and body moving must have helped her to calm down. Her expression has become more placid, too. Oh, okay, sorry. I watch the two nurses hurry out of the room with the unshakable feeling that something was off about the nurses' conversation. I understand Remy being passionate about her job, but the way she flew off the handle back there wasn't normal, nor acceptable for a hospital. Doctor, how many times do I have to say it? Entering a hospital room without good cause is against regulations. Remy glances at me, and perhaps realizing I came to check up on her, resumes her tirade. Go back to your own work. What are you doing here in the first place? Does she ever shut up? What has she got against me? Why is she taking it out on me? I'm not gonna stand here and listen to this. I don't have to stand here and listen to this! It's been a long time since people said that. Okay, I'm leaving. I exit the room in an exaggerated fashion. The way Remy got so worked up back there, surely that was way over the top? There's something going on. In front of Remy, I act as though I've surrendered totally. However, deep down I smile, knowing I may have found a clue to my plan of attack. Is it time already? Jeez, guess I better get to work. A regular meeting is scheduled for today. Those responsible in each department must. That's right, the conference is today. Despite the use of the word conference, it's not as though they actually talk about anything especially important. It's a simple event where representatives from each department assemble at the nurse's station and exchange reports. I have no interest in the contents of these conferences. If they didn't come with the benefit of being able to observe nurses from various departments all at once, I wouldn't bother going. I head to the nurse's station early. Instead of going inside, I hang back. As I watch the nurses arriving, Ren appears. Doctor, the conference will start soon. Ren calls out to me with a smile as she enters the nurse's station. Okay, what shall I do? Follow directly behind Ren or watch Ren from behind? Well, if you do that, she'll just do the thing and leave. I follow directly after Ren. Her hips sway within an arm's reach from me. The scent of shampoo wafts gently from her hair. I imagine myself grabbing her from behind and roughly groping her chest. I can hardly resist. Before long, I'll be able to do what I want with that body. Just you wait, Ren. Mind if I sit next to you? Go ahead. I manage to take the seat next to Ren's. I look to the side and see Ren smiling back at me. It's a good feeling. How will that innocent smile change? Just imagining it has me smiling unconsciously. I fully enjoy the conference. Oh, it's break time. Phew, off I go then. I see Ren as I'm walking down the hallway. Ah, Ren! Ren appears not to notice me. She walks by with her head down, a serious look on her face. Where is she headed? She should still be at work, so what she's doing... So what's she doing here? I want to know. I quietly follow Ren. Ren climbs the staircase. It leads to the rooftop, I think. Ren, where did she go? Looking cornered, Ren's voice enters my ears as I look around. I'm begging you, stop coming here. I can see several men in the corner of the rooftop. Their appearance is thuggish. They are not the type of people you'd expect to find in a hospital. Standing surrounded by those men is Ren. Say what you want. This is work, you see. You're bothering me. They seem to be having a disagreement about something. Is Ren getting mugged or something? No, it doesn't feel that way. Ren could run if she wanted to, but she's staying where she is. What are they talking about? I open the door, being careful not to make a sound. I use a water tower as cover to creep towards Ren and the men. Well then, let's have this month's fee. Ren looks down, biting her lip. Her face is pale, lacking its usual rosiness. What's wrong? Get it out now! Okay. Cowed by the man's threatening attitude, Ren takes something from her pocket. It appears to be a brown envelope. What's inside? Heh heh. Bad luck for you, ain't it? The man directs a crude gaze at Ren's chest, a grin on his face. But what can you do? A pro boxer can't just go punching amateurs. Yeah, yeah, you should give up on him. Ren looks away from the men, her body tense. All the same, you're a strange one yourself, using your own money for a man in this day and age. You're really helping us out. Her own money? Money? What's going on? Hurry up and leave. If someone sees me doing this, I'm... Ren pleads with the men, her voice lowered. We know that, as long as we get what we came for. Aha! See ya! The men leave, laughing satisfiedly. Ren is left alone, her head hanging. Now then, what was that all about? Ren came here of her own accord. Then she met with those thugs. The money. A pro boxer can't just go punching amateurs. That's it. The boxer must be Noya. Noya hit someone. Probably those men that just left. If a pro boxer were to go swinging his fists around outside the ring, he could seriously injure someone. He'd lose his honor and status, not to mention his pro license. Those thugs are taking advantage of that as a way to extort money from Ren. Ren must realize what would happen if this information got out. And so Ren is paying out to keep Noya safe. That has to be it. How laudable, Ren. What a sweet girl you are. In which case, I should be able to use this. Ren won't want anybody knowing about the scandal her lover is involved in. If I threaten to leak that, Ren will have no choice but to do whatever I say to protect Noya. Good. This should be enough to blackmail her with. Everything's in place. Ren's eyes are downcast, and her shoulders are slumped. Heh, heh, heh. Those slender shoulders, the nape of that neck, all of it will be mine. I'll give her plenty of attention to make up for lost time. Just you wait, Ren. Unable to completely hold in that laughter, building up inside me, a small noise escapes my throat. At that moment, Ren! Ren! Noya appears at the door to the rooftop. Noticing Noya, Ren quickly wipes away her tears. Noya slowly approaches Ren, a worried look on his face. You looked kind of upset before, so I followed you up here. Is something going on? Fucking Noya. Acting like he's the only one worrying about Ren. Like some kind of knight in shining armor. No, it's nothing. I just felt tired, so I came for a break. Ren shakes her head in denial. Oho? Covering it up, are you, Ren? Which means that Noya doesn't know that Ren is getting blackmailed by those thugs. Hee hee, what a laugh. You look pale. Can't you take a day off? Noya strokes Ren's hair. It's okay. I'm fine now. Ren finally manages a smile. Really? Well, okay then. Noya's expression softens with relief. Hang on in there, Ren. Excuse me. Hang on in there, Ren. Noya's strong arms drew Ren close. Fucker. Goddamn Noya. Even though you don't know a thing. Even though it's all your fault that Ren's in this mess. I'm okay. As long as you're with me now, I'll be fine. It's actually Noy, or... Because it's Noya. Anyway, Ren's crestfallen expression rapidly brightens. Her smile is trusting, reassured. It's a smile of pure joy, one she never, ever shows me. Unable to bear listening to it anymore, I stealthily leave the rooftop. Fuck! Fuck! Ren is keeping everything to herself. She's throwing herself under the bus all for Noya's sake. Why would you go that far? What does she see in a man so dense he doesn't realize his woman is covering for him? Fuck! Ren's smile, only for Noya. Her purity, only for Noya. Her love, directed only at Noya. I'll make her mine no matter what it takes. When I think about it that way, the fact that Noya doesn't know a thing suits me just fine. It makes it much easier to blackmail Ren. Yes, I'll take her from you. And I'll have my way, I'll have my fun with that body of hers. Her breasts, her vagina, her rump. Rump? That's what we're going with? I'll mark every inch of her with my scent. I'll make it so she can never leave my side. I began scheming, a dark flame burning in my heart. Oh. I'm walking down the hallway when I see the figure of a nurse hurrying off somewhere. In fact, there are several of them. What's going on? The moment I direct my gaze to the nurses, the sound of the PA rings out. All nurses on site, leave minimum necessary staff at each station and assemble in the doctor's office on the third floor of the central building. They're gathering all the nurses in one place? Is that normal? This includes nurses outside of working hours. All nurses remaining on site must immediately... What a weird announcement. There must have been an especially serious incident. It might be worth my while checking it out, too. I'll get hold of someone and ask them what's going on. No, wait a minute. As much as the emergency call piques my interest, I immediately rethink. If almost all the nurses are gathered on the third floor, that means everyone else will be... What shall I do? I guess I'll go take a look in the changing rooms. They're on the second floor. If I go now, nobody should see me, and I'll be able to take my time looking around. Ah, that's an idea. The nurses' lockers. I might be able to find some secrets pertaining to those nurses with their smutty uniforms. It's not every day you get to take a leisurely look through people's lockers. All right, I'll head to the changing rooms. Wouldn't they be locked? I checked my surroundings just in case before heading into the changing rooms. As expected, there's nobody about. There's no reason to think anyone would come in either. Guess I'll take my time. I open the lockers one by one, checking the belongings inside them. I don't find anything of particular note, but as I go through the lockers, I form an image of what each nurse is like. Even so, this raunchy atmosphere is irresistible. I sniff the nurse's casual wear and shoes as I enjoy the thrill of rifling through their lockers. Click, clack, click. Suddenly, I hear the sound of footsteps. They're getting closer. Since when was there someone in here? Those footsteps are coming my way. This is bad. I better hide. I hurriedly open one of the lockers and conceal myself inside, praying that the nurse heading my way isn't the owner of this locker. Clack! The footsteps stop. Come on! Stay away! I peek out through the slats, making sure not to give any hint of my presence away. I can see the back of a nurse. She opens the locker across from my hiding place and pulls out a spare uniform. Just getting changed, but why now? I adjust the angle of my head and the nurse's face becomes visible. Why, if it isn't Anko? Anko begins to undress. Well, aren't I lucky? I have no idea why she'd be getting changed at a time like this, but this is Anko we're talking about after all. She probably screwed something or other up. Oh. As Anko removes the apron of her uniform, I realize her body's even finer than I thought it was. Now that's what a fine this girl is. I'm feeling lucky today. I guess I'll sit back and enjoy the show. Anko begins to remove her uniform. Her movements aren't exactly efficient. She removes the garment slowly. What a tease you are. Anko's sloth-like demeanor only serves to get me more excited. The sexy line of her stockings, her full thighs. They're unveiled gradually, a little at a time. Inside the locker, I unconsciously take hold of my manhood. Phew! Anko sighs as she continues to get changed. I can get a good idea of the elasticity of her flesh by looking at the way she's squeezed into her underwear. It's quite the body, and I get the impression she could stand up to a fair bit of pounding. Ah, I went and did it again. Anko turns her head to one side and gives herself a light punch. It's a childlike gesture. I thought she was supposed to be 23. She puts on airs and graces, but in the end, she's just a kid. A woman of this caliber was looking down on me? God damn it, how dare you make a fool of me? I ought to just jump out of here and rape you right now. Fujisawa, pharmacy, you have a call waiting. Please answer on line 2. Moments before rage takes me over, the PA system springs into life. Fujisawa, pharmacy. It's for Anko. Are they broadcasting this around the whole hospital? For a telephone call to a mere nurse? Something's off. Yes, Fujisama. Excuse me. Yes, Fujisa. Oh, mother! As I'm lost in my thoughts, Eiko picks up the changing room phone. Absolutely not. It wouldn't be good if the hospital found out. Not good. What can't she let the hospital find out about? And it's something that a phone call from her mother could uncover? Whoops. I don't get it. What the? Utterly confounded. I listen to a call intently for a while. Or rather, I listen to the call intently for a while. Mm-hmm. Yes. I told you, Father's orders were. I understand why you're against it, Mother. However, you must consider the director, rather, and Father's point of view. Mm-hmm. However, this is not only about Fujisawa Pharmaceuticals and this hospital. Yes, that's not all, Mother. What a loathsome way of speaking, pretending to be all prim and proper. Who actually calls their parent Mother in this day and age? That's right. I can't stay at home all the time either, you know. Yes, that's the thing. I wouldn't understand how the real world works. Of course, I understand your concerns, Mother. However, I'm doing everything I can. Mm-hmm. I am all right. Everyone has been awfully nice. Mm-hmm. Everything is going fine with my life at this hospital. Yes. I don't fail to notice Eiko's expression falter slightly. Things clearly aren't going fine. She's been screwing up left, right, and center. Even without the Fujisawa family name, I would be, yes, I shan't need anything like that here. I won't, really. If I need anything, I'll call you. Thank you, Mother. Phew! Eiko puts the receiver down and breathes a quiet sigh. She starts getting changed again as though nothing happened, but her expression remains downcast. Phew! Mother, you don't make life easy. She grumbles complaints about her mother to herself as she continues getting changed. Okay, this time I really must do my best not to make any mistakes. Eiko finishes changing, nodding to herself as she leaves the changing room. I make sure that Eiko really has left and spring out of the locker. Irritated by Eiko's pretentious conversation, I impulsively beat my fist against her locker. Even so, her tone was way different over the phone. Mother? Indeed. Don't make me laugh. No, hang on a minute. This is no laughing matter. Father? Orders? Director? Fujisawa Pharmaceuticals? Eiko's naivete? Or naivete? And the family name? There's no doubt about it. That Eiko's the cherished daughter of the Fujisawa Pharmaceuticals Empire. This is incredible. Incredible! A young mistress, one of my targets? This is good! Really good! Heh, she's just a naive little madam. The sheltered daughter of a business empire making fun of me? Fine. I'll show her. I'll show her the cruelty of the real world. I'm looking forward to it. Really, I am. Shaken with anticipation, I leave the changing rooms, a disconcerting smile on my face. Should we follow her? Maybe for this last few minutes. That's not true. I come across Aiko and several of the other nurses as I pass by the bathrooms. Oh, hold. Keep walking. Fortunately, there isn't anyone else close by. I walk right past them, or at least make it look as if I did. I decide to do eavesdropping. It looks like Aiko has her guard up around me. I haven't even done anything yet. She must have a good nose for these things, or maybe it's something else. The nurses should be heading home soon. As for tonight, we can conduct an experiment. Research ran in the, okay. Whoops. Okay, I think I'll go with this experiment today. Sorry, guys. Heh. Now all that's left is to call her out and wait for lights out. Night falls and the hubbub inside the hospital dies down. Now then, Ren will come to this quiet consultation room soon. Calling her out at my preferred time is no trouble if I make use of my status as a doctor and hers as a nurse. All I need to do is to ask her to help me out with some work and everything should go to plan. Easy peasy, heh heh heh. I grin to myself. Knock, knock. I hear a light knocking at the door. Doctor, I hear you called for me. Ren finally arrives. Hi, thanks for coming. What do you need my help with? Could you come over here for me? Sure. Ren follows me without a hint of suspicion. She really is easily fooled. I enter the shower room ahead of Ren. What on earth? Ren's expression darkens in response to my odd conduct. The thing is, I slowly move behind Ren and lock the door to the shower room. The water doesn't come out properly. Could you test it for me? Test it? Ren's face is still a picture of confusion. I want you to get naked right now and take a shower. Ren finally appears to grasp the situation. Blood flushes her cheeks. What are you saying? Quit joking around! Okay, ladies, this is where it gets interesting. Oh, Ren. It seems she still hasn't realized I'm serious. I don't remember telling any jokes. Now, quickly! I leer at Ren's breasts and butt as I speak. Ren turns her back to me in anger. I'm leaving! Ren goes to open the door, then realizes it's locked. Doctor, you wouldn't! Ren's face is full of shock and fear as she turns around. Open it, please! No! Ren panics, twisting the doorknob left and right forcefully. The sound of metal on metal reverberates through the tilted room. Tilted. It's not tilted, it's tiled. I slowly approach her. Ren. I attempt to embrace Ren, but she shakes her head fiercely. Shut up! I cover Ren's mouth with the palm of my hand as she tries to raise a scream. Don't raise your voice. What if someone comes? Ren scrabbles to remove my hand and glares at me. Isn't it scrambles instead of scrabbles? What are you saying? In that case, stop this! Are you sure about that? I whisper to Ren, speaking slowly. If someone hears us, you'll be the one to suffer. Ren seems confused by my words. Now's the time to use the ace up my sleeve. It's true, though, isn't it? I mean, a professional boxer injuring someone. Ren's expression stiffens before my eyes. How? Ren's eyes widen in shock. That's no surprise. She just found out that the secret she's been working so hard to keep has been exposed. How? How indeed? I put my hand on Ren's shoulder. If that got out, there'd be a terrible fuss, I'm sure. Ren twitches, shrinking away. It'd be a scandal. He'd probably end up having to retire. I continue to whisper, stroking Ren's tense shoulder, running my hand down her arm. What a shame! And he has so much potential. I bring my face close to Ren's cheek as she stares at the floor, her shoulders shaking. She turns her face away slightly. Should that happen, your boyfriend, Noya, was it? I bet he'll be so disappointed. The moment I mention Noya's name, Ren looks up. But please don't tell anyone. Ren pleads with me, a pained expression on her face. So far, so good. A shit-eating grin spreads across my face as I answer. I'm perfectly happy to stay quiet. Ren's expression brightens in an instant, however, only lasts for a moment. But, let's see. I gaze at Ren's body, unable to stop myself from grinning. If you want me to stay quiet, then I'll need you to cooperate with me. She's saying, oh, okay, yeah. Ren closes her eyes tight and turns her face away. You understand, right, what kind of thing I'm talking about? I back Ren into the corner, like a predator hunting its prey. I push her against the wall and my hand reaches for the buttons of her uniform. Ren begins to struggle and squirm, looking ready to burst into tears. I see. I intentionally release Ren. Considering your attitude, it appears I'll have to make a change of plans. I make a face that suggests I'm no longer interested. I was thinking of staying quiet, but what shall I do? I could sell the story to the papers. Ren is clearly shaken by my cold glare. No, doctor, please, about Noya, don't tell anyone, please. I find myself cheered by this wholly expected development. In that case, you know what you need to do, don't you? I don't. How would I? Looks like she's going to resist to the bitter end. Then I suppose you don't care what happens to Noya. Ren hangs her head. How ironic. The only way she can protect her lover is by doing as I say. Well then, how shall I torment her? Each time my gaze runs over her skin, Ren twitches, her body shaking. Her slender neck droops, exposing her nape. Her tied hair hangs forward and I can see her soft-looking earlobe. As Ren's body shudders, her earlobe shakes weakly, too. It jiggles like congealed gelatin. Looks extremely soft. How interesting. I bring my lips close to Ren's neck, then suddenly do a Mike Tyson. Bite her ear. Ren seems pretty shocked. Her eyes open wide, and she tries to lift her head. What are you doing? I ignore her, forcing her to bend her neck. It looked tasty. I take Ren's ear in my mouth, gradually bringing my teeth down on it. Ren closes her eyes tight and bears it. Thanks to the lack of cartilage, I don't have to bite very hard for my front teeth to sink in. That hurts! Ow! Ren's ear feels pretty springy. But that doesn't mean it would stand up to the power of my jaw. If I were to bite just a little harder, if I added just a little more pressure. Inside my mind, I imagine Ren's ear tearing off the taste of her blood in my mouth. That hurts! Stop! Ren pushes me in the chest, forcing me away. You poor thing. You pulled it out by force and now look what happened. I pinch Ren's bright red inflamed earlobe and pull it. Ren lets out a small cry. That looks painful. Ren looks up at me, hatred in her eyes. You're awful. And those eyes, I can see tears welling slightly. Awful? Am I really such an awful man? Ren glares at me wordlessly. I want you to learn more about me. I'm sure you'll like me once you get to know me. I grab Ren's arm as she huddles on the floor and pull her towards me. Ren weakly shakes her head in refusal. Wow. Oh, really? I can stop if you don't want to, but that means... You coward! Ren's eyes are so filled with rage as to be murderous! I pull her body towards me, bringing the top of my nose to her neck and take a deep breath. My nostrils fill with the scents of shampoo and soap as well as Ren's aroma. I can smell you. Ren turns her face away and closes her eyes, her cheeks flushing. You smell sweet. I run my tongue over the base of Ren's ear, then follow the tendon that's standing out on her neck. I change direction when I reach the high collar of her uniform and lick her earlobe once more. Ren's guttural voice reverberates around the shower room. Looks like your body temperature is rising. As Ren's skin warms up, it seems her scent is becoming thicker too. I slide my hand along her breast, pulling it up and away from her underarm in order to enjoy the sweet yet sour scent. Ren's body twitches. I take aim from over her uniform and massage the area where her nipple ought to be. Your doctor, please, stop this at... I can feel the slight bump begin to poke out further. Oh-ho, its hardness seems to be increasing. I pinch the bump as it protrudes through Ren's uniform and twist it. Ren pushes me away reflexively. I won't force you, you know, if you really don't want to. You're awful. Awful! I grin at Ren and she looks down, biting her lip. The strength goes out of her arm, pushing me away. I open the breast of her uniform, and her pale skin shines under the fluorescent light. Through her neat underwear, I can make out the roundness of her breasts and faintly the color of her areolas. Look at those sweet tits. They're still nice and perky. They don't look like they've had much use. I hook my fingers in the front of Ren's bra and pull hard. Ren screws up her face in pain and groans. I hold down her flailing body and push down harder still. Ren's bra finally tears apart. I casually pull the shredded fabric away, dropping it on the floor. How could you? Ren's breasts tumble bouncily out. Bouncily? Her bright pink nipples shaking. I take the orbs of flesh in my hands, enjoying their weight. Mass is acceptable. No problems with elasticity either. I wrap my hands fully around Ren's breasts and squeeze them upward. Her nipples poke out through my fingers. Look, such vulgar nipples. It's like they're begging for something. They're not! The splash of red on Ren's cheeks grows deeper and deeper in color. I bring my face towards her chest, her breast still in my hands. I shall answer that request. I put one of Ren's protruding nipples between my lips and suck hard. Ren's body goes tense, twitching and shuddering. I see. Seems they're weak to suction. In that case... Trying to figure out what we need to do. Wonder what would happen if I sucked it even more. I suck on the nipple, making slurping sounds. Alright. And that's where we have to end it. I know, that's awful. But there is a power I've given you. And that power is that the fourth week is your request week. So if you want to see the rest for a whole another hour, you better let me know in the comments section. The first comment I get that tells me you want to see more of it, then more of it's going to happen on that fourth week of February. So stay tuned, guys. We're out for now, unless you want more. Remember, all you gotta do is comment and say, I want more of this, Grim, damn it, why'd you leave us off? Because I got other shit to do. Alright, so this is the Grim Lord. We'll see you next time on Grim's Hentai Corner with more Night Shift Nurses. I'm out.